Brian Baldinger, part of the NFL Network, and always gracious enough to sit down when we're on Radio Row down at Super Bowl, but gracious enough to come and join us today on the phone. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Brian, how you been, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing fantastic, man. It's good to be with you. Thank you.
You too, pal. Hey, I heard you the other day talking on a station down in Chicago. Give me your, because I know you were going through some of the stuff regarding the Bears, but just give me your assessment right now of the NFC North in general.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody could have predicted the job that Matt Nagy is doing right now. I mean, it's really remarkable, the play calling and the design of the plays. And every single guy that they brought in this offseason, free agency in the draft, whether it's Trey Burton or Taylor Gabriel or Allen Robinson or drafting Anthony Miller, those four players have caught 15 touchdown passes. I can't remember the last time a Bears offense was so much fun to watch and talented. I mean, they're a top five offense and a top five defense. And I tell you, they've got a lot to cheer about in Soldier Field right now. I mean, that performance against the Lions was about as good as it gets for this Bears team so far this year.
Looking at the way the Packers right now are kind of going, it's been up and down. Aaron Rodgers has missed some throws. We're not accustomed to this because I said, look, for those that are down on Aaron Rodgers, and I at times point out some things that he's missed, he's been Superman. So when Superman's not Superman, he's kind of above average human. It seems like almost a letdown, and I keep waiting for Aaron Rodgers and this offense to flip the switch and really get it going. What do you see?
Well, I mean, he's had a lot of receivers down, you know, so that hasn't helped him at all. Obviously, from the very first game, you know, dealing with that knee injury and trying to fight through it, it certainly has hampered him a little bit. But, he, you know, if you look at, you know, the halfway part of the season here, I mean, he's 17 touchdowns and one interception. I mean, he's still playing great football. So I think the team around him has to get better. I know getting Aaron Jones in that lineup right now and the way that he's run the ball is certainly going to help. They've been in a lot of close games. You know, obviously, you know, that Ram game could have gone either way. So there's a lot of football to be played. We've seen this. I have seen this from Aaron Rodgers before, Bill, where you kind of go, man, is this really the Aaron Rodgers? And then about the time you say that, he just goes on a blistering pace and he just lights everybody up. So it's still early. I think that there's a lot of good football to be played. They've got two big road games in a row here that's going to really determine the fate of their season here. In Seattle this weekend and against, you know, the rival Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. And those two games are going to decide whether December is going to be a lot of fun for the Cheeseheads or it's going to be you're going to watch, you know, the Vikings and the Bears duke it out.
Talking with Brian Baldinger in the NFL Network. You can follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL, at BaldyNFL for all the breakdowns. So I want to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. Are they still the best of the best when it comes to the NFC North, or are they playing down to the competition, or maybe they're just not as good with, you know, Kirk Cousins under center? Give me your assessment of the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, I think Kirk Cousins has been awesome. I mean, I think he's been really, really good. So they get Dalvin Cook back, and, you know, he missed a lot of time, missed the first half of the season. When he came back, he popped a 70-yard run. He gives them a whole different level of explosiveness right now. So they're going to get him for the second half of the season. I think that's going to make the offense better. They really struggled the first month of the season defensively. They weren't very good. And then I think they decided that, you know, it's better to play good defense than to deal with Mike Zimmer all week long. You know,
mm-hmm.
So they've kind of turned it up here. You know, the last couple of weeks now, New Orleans had their way, but New Orleans has their way with everybody right now. So I think they're going to be I think the race is very much left to be decided. It starts this weekend in Chicago with them. They've got two games against the Bears. And, you know, they may split. They may, you know, some team may win both. Whoever kind of dominates, I think that series probably goes a long ways to determining the NFC North right now.
Who's the best team in the NFL, in your opinion?
Well, I saw the Saints this weekend. I did the game for national radio between the Saints and the Bengals. And, I mean, it was about as perfect a performance as you could get. The ball barely touched the ground. Drew Brees didn't get touched. They look to be as complete a team. Now, they beat the only undefeated team 2 weeks ago with the Rams, and then they went on the road to Cincinnati. The Bengals had 2 weeks to get ready for this game, and it was just the varsity against the JV. It looks to me like the Saints are the most complete team right now, if that means anything on November 13th, whatever it is.
Talking with Brian Baldinger and the NFL Network. Don't forget this week it continues on with the Packers and the Seahawks on Thursday night on Fox, the NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video. I was just talking before we came to you at the top of the hour about the NFL in general. There's a few good teams that are head and shoulders right now above everybody else, and then it seems like There's a lot of teams hovering or just hovering sub 500. It's not that it's a boring league. It's not. It's just it seems like things have changed a little bit. I mean, I can't put my thumb on it, but tell me what you think of the NFL overall right now.
I think it's the most exciting it's been in a long time, Bill. I mean, if these young quarterbacks, you know, whether it's Patrick Mahomes or Trubisky, I mean, they're playing great football. And so you're getting some really good quarterback play in some places where you weren't really sure. I mean, these guys were rookies a year ago, and were they going to be the answer? Well, they're leading really good offenses. And if you look at what Sean McVay is doing right now, there's some really good teams at the top. There's, I think, a bunch of good teams that might be good teams. Are the Carolina Panthers going to be a good team? Are the Bears going to be a good team? There's a bunch of teams right there that are sort of turning it around. I know the Los Angeles Chargers are a good team. I think there's some really good teams playing really good football right now. There's some teams, like you said, in the middle. And, you know, if they can put a streak together, they could be really good. And so I think it's going to be a dynamic stretch, where we're going to be looking at 8 or 10 teams in the NFC and the AFC kind of fighting it out right now. I know the Steelers are a good team. They've got it fixed up and straightened out. So I could go around the league right now with you, Bill, but I think we're going to see some really exciting football here from Thanksgiving all the way through to the final week of the season.
Coming back to our own backyard, there's a lot of pressure on McCarthy, obviously, to get wins. He's changed out the coaching staff. They've changed general managers. They brought in different personnel. The one thing that remains constant has been Mike McCarthy alongside Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, as you said, nursing the injury, coming back, starting to play a little bit better. So I guess the pressure is basically, if you don't get to an NFC Championship game, we may see a change in Green Bay. How good do you think this team can be from here on out, sitting at 4-4-1?
Well, they don't look like a top-level team. I saw them this year live against the Redskins. They weren't very good that day, the rain day, and they got to Aaron Rodgers, kind of affected things. They had a lot of drops that day. They didn't look like a good defense at all that day. And we've seen stretches where they don't play good defense at all. Now, they got a lot of young kids. You got to give these guys time. Jair Alexander, you got to give these guys time to kind of learn. They're trying to replace Clinton Dix right now at safety. So we got to see what the defense is. They just don't look like a top-flight defense right now. But I think Mike Pettine's defense is difficult to learn. There's a lot to it. He does a lot. So I think, you know, if they can play better defense in the second half here and Aaron Jones get into a real good rhythm here running the ball, I think they're a team that's capable of putting a streak together. I mean, they're 4-4. They're just sitting there in the middle of the pack. But if they go 6-2 or 7-1 down the stretch, you know, they may be difficult to deal with in January if they could get there. But they need to, you know, they need to start now, and it's tough. They're on the road the next 2 weeks against good teams. But they got to find a way to put a streak together right now, and that's what it's going to take.
Brian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta again this year as well. But thanks for taking a couple of minutes for us, okay?
My pleasure, Bill. Anytime.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Brian Baldinger with the NFL Network. He's an analyst there. You can follow him, Baldy NFL, at Baldy NFL. For all of his Baldy's breakdowns, and don't forget, Thursday Night Football continues this week. Packers, Seahawks on Fox, the NFL Network, Amazon Prime. You can find it all right then and there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, and go to schneiderjobs.com.